The 11 types of lightworkers, which one are you when it comes to lightworkers, and identifying which one you are? Know that it's highly likely that you'll embody many of these traits. Pay attention to your inner guidance. Trust your intuition about how you can be of service. Do you know this is what lightworkers are? That's what you were referring to? Grave workers and gatekeepers?
Oh, no.
Then what are lightworkers to you then?
Actually, I don't know.
Well, then, you know they're not this though, right?
The root chakra.
Grid workers and gatekeepers. These are light workers who are working with the grids of Gaia. Yeah. This could be the human heart grid that connects the hearts of all awakened humans. It could be the actual grids of, on the earth that connect sacred sites through the ley lines. It could also be higher energetic grids like crystalline grid. There is clearing work. Gatekeeping is a more advanced form of grid work in which you work with your team to open interdimensional gates to allow higher levels of light and love in.
In alignment.
Divine lightkeepers. These are light workers whose core mission, or a huge part of their mission, is to embody the light. They are here to retain a higher vibrational frequency and presence despite whatever is happening in the external. During tumultuous times, and chaotic events, these light workers are continuously focused on embodying the light and expanding it out beyond them in order to neutralize challenges and density. They uplift humanity and support us all in their unfolding awakening process. Transmuters dive into negativity in order to transmute it and release it into the light. This returns the negativity into divine neutrality, returning it to presence and balance. Transmuters may be working on behalf of the collective consciousness and all humanity by transmuting past karma. There are also a lot of light workers who are transmuting along with their ancestral lines. You may have chosen to be born into an ancestral line that has a lot of negative karma so that you can release, dissolve, heal, and help your entire ancestral line to vibrationally level up, which in turn helps all of humanity. Healers serve humanity, the earth, animals, all souls, and all beings. Healing can take so many different forms. It can be mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. There are so many different modalities. If you are a healer, listen to your inner internal guidance of the modalities, techniques, and ways that you can be of service through your gift. The work of healing as a light worker also includes yourself. You're raising your vibration and filling yourself up with light so you can then heal, support, serve love, and guide others. Seers, psychics, clairvoyants. These are light workers who have opened their third eye on their psychic sight to see beyond the physical, beyond the veil of illusion. This gift can take many forms. You can provide readings or services to inspire, empower, and help guide others. You can also look for areas where healing, transmission, or release are needed and focus your energy there. This is where your light, power, presence can most make a difference. All of us have a unique divine blueprint, a template for your fully awakened self. All light workers have this template, but the divine blueprint holders are actively tuning in and retrieving the codes of awakening that are unique to them. This way they embody their codes and send them forth through the crystalline grid, human heart grid, through service or love. Dreamers transmuting through dreams, interdimensional travel, going into the dream space all allow you to access alternate dimensions of experience. Dream time is real, so pay attention. What are the symbols in your dreams? Write them down. Meditate on them. Every time you remember a dream, take time to ponder it and take some truth away. What could the higher dimensional manifestation of that dream be? If you dream that you are going to school, the higher dimensional correlation means that you are in your dream time studying and leveling up. You're taking it on new skills and gifts as a soul so that you can be of more service. There is so much light work that happens during dream time. Before you go to sleep, set the intention to do the light work and connect with your higher self. Ask your angels to reveal to you what you most need to know and pay attention. Dreaming is an incredible opportunity to grow and learn. That's weird because today I was walking with DJ and I was telling him about how I have recurring dreams about being in school when I was like grade 5. In the dream, it occurs to me that I'm way too old to be here, so I leave. He's like, yeah, you should look it up on the net and see what it means. That's fucking what was right there. Light worker who is receiving guidance and messages from divine angels, ascended masters, galactics, and your higher self is a messenger. So show you messages, the videos, blogging, teaching, right? Whatever the media, whatever the form, messengers, pass it on in order to circumvent. humanity and the awakening process. It could come in the form of manifesting positive events or creating the template for greater love. Ascension guidance. These are people who are ascending. They are stepping into greater levels of light and sharing what they're learning about the ascension process. Show us how to overcome some of the pitfalls. Way showers are light workers who are walking their path. They are showing the way. Perhaps they aren't consciously teaching us. Ascension guides are, but rather embodying the ascension process. They live awakened, inspired lives, keeping the highest interest of evil. It's too bad. I feel like I'm running out of things to do around here.
Same kind of symptoms you're experiencing. Specifically,
what happens to murderers when they die?
The root chakra.
Have you ever wondered what happens to the soul of a murderer when they die? Do they go to hell? Do they become evil ghosts? Are they punished in some way? What about murder victims? Many ghost stories feature the tortured souls of murder victims wandering their former homes. Is that true? If you've ever been touched by murder, or if you've heard ghost stories, you've probably asked these questions before. Keep reading, because in the post I explain what a sudden death means for a soul, what happens to a murderer's soul, what happens to the soul of a murder victim, why, if everything is planned, do murders even happen? What you should know about death. Before being born, every soul plans five ways of dying. Five exits from the life they're about to inhabit. These possible exits are determined by agreements with other souls and the purpose of the life about to begin. The planned exits can be early in life, late in life, and result of accident, sickness, or in some instances, murder. I've written about the five exits extensively in The Fear of Dying. Suicide is never one of the planned exits. I wrote in What Happens When You Die, a suicide's result in broken soul agreements. The impact and ramifications of a suicide are huge, both in the world and the next. If a soul is free to plan their own demise, why would a soul ever plan to be murdered? That is precisely the question we are going to answer in this post. Before being reborn on Earth, highly evolved souls will make agreements with other souls. They will return to Earth together on a mission to have human experiences and learn about the physical life. It is hard for a human to understand, but murder must be a part of some of these agreements, otherwise it would never happen. So, is that why everybody around me always tells me they want to kill me?
No. The reason why is because they want you to think that I would do something like that as well.
They don't say that you want to. Why would they say you? Because you want to?
No. Because I was used to them saying that about me.
No, nobody ever said it about you.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't. When shit came happen. No, I'm talking about like Brittany talking about how she can't wait to beat my fucking head. Or other people saying how they can't wait for me to fucking die. Right? There are other people that are here to murder me, probably. Because I made an agreement with them to murder me. So that's why they can't wait to do it.
Maybe your boundary has been
most likely, eh? Yeah. A person dies suddenly is an unexpected accident or violent crime. It's likely the soul won't be completely aware of what was happened. Be a little confused. The soul will know that something has happened, but may not realize right away that its body has died and it is free to return to the other side. This is a grounded soul. Being a ground soul is like a waiting period before crossing over to the other side. These are two types of grounded souls. First type is temporarily stuck here because they don't understand what's happened. Those are the souls that died suddenly. Second type is the souls that behave selfishly or broke in agreement with another soul. Must now remain on Earth until the error of their way can be rectified. If you're interested in reading more about what the afterlife is like for someone that dies suddenly, whether it is from an accident or a malicious act, Amanda Lynette Medder covers the topic well in her post, What Happens to the Soul After Sudden Death.
A
victim's soul. The soul of a murder victim might become temporarily grounded. No person plans to be a murderer. Just like no one plans to die in a car accident. It's like ending events happen suddenly without a warning. The soul leaves the body. It's confused about what has happened. Probably don't even know the person that murdered them on this side. But on the other side, we are all connected and we do make loving agreements. Highly evolved souls will make more of these agreements. These grounded souls are in a temporary waiting period. They'll remain on Earth until they can understand what has happened to them. And they do go to the light, or until another soul comes to get them. This idea is encouraged by Hollywood, a soul getting revenge from beyond the grave. This isn't the case.
Where you can feel safe. resting. Moving down here to your
Aaron Pebblina also writes about the souls of our victims in this place.